Are you good enough to go to heaven, or do you think you still need to work for it some more? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. In high school, I didn't feel like I was totally inside of my own friend group. Sometimes the others would have hung out and I never heard about it until it came up in conversation later. It's not like there was a law where I had to be a part of everything, but it happened enough times that I felt like I wasn't good enough for them. Have you tried to be good enough for your own friends? Try to do things or buy things to show you are worthy of hanging out with? Well, thankfully, we don't have to try to be good enough for God, which is good because we can't. And that's what today's story is about, called From Rags to Riches by Macy W. I squinted up at the castle as I waited for admittance to the feast. The king had to test all who came through to see if they were worthy of acceptance. I was sure that I could get in. I hadn't done many bad things in my life. I'd never murdered anyone. In fact, I'd done quite a lot of good things. I'd also saved up for a new outfit, one that was much better than my old work clothes. Surely the king would let me pass. I smoothed the front of my shirt. It was white, beautiful, and expensive. It cost me almost a year's wages. As the line moved, I watched up ahead. The king himself, stood at the entrance, and as one man stepped forward, the king bent down and said something to him. The man said something back, and the king shook his head. The man was dragged away. My heart began to pound as my turn approached. I was good enough, wasn't I? My clothes, all my work, surely they had to amount to something. But I knew, even as I stepped forward for my turn, that it was hopeless. I realized now it wasn't enough. My clothes looked like dirty rags next to the king's, and my good works weren't enough to cover the bad things I had done, no matter how small I thought they were before. I have disobeyed the law. I cannot pass the test. I knelt before the king, my hope draining away. I didn't deserve admittance. Then I felt a hand on my shoulder. I looked up into the face of the king. You are not worthy, he said gently. But if you receive my gift, I will give you admission. I blinked. But how can that be? The king smiled gently. I am worthy, and I paid the price for your acceptance. You must simply take the gift. Do you want it? Yes, I do, my king. He pulled me to my feet, and I looked down. My robes were white as snow. With joy in my heart, I walked through the entrance. I was accepted. So what are you thinking about after hearing today's Devo? Like in today's allegorical story, we can never do enough to earn acceptance into God's eternal kingdom. But God has made the way for us to be forgiven and live in close relationship with Him forever through Jesus' death and resurrection. Yet, even after we've put our trust in Jesus, we sin every day. And every day, our acceptance is based on Jesus' worthiness, not our own. How does this truth reveal Jesus' patient, faithful love? Now, if you want to know more about that, you can go to unlocked.org and tap Know Jesus in the menu or the Unlocked app and look for Know Jesus on the homepage there. Now, as you and I can read in Isaiah 64:6, all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. Now, don't just take my word for it. Dive deeper into Isaiah 1:18, Ephesians 2:1 through 9, and Revelation 19:6 through 9 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and another resource we have for you is the reading plans about specific topics. We got a couple in the Unlocked app right now, including the one we just released a few days ago called One Gospel, Four Views. It's a series of Unlocked stories curated from the archive to help you understand why the four stories of Jesus's life and ministry are different from one another. Maybe you didn't realize that, but there are some differences. Read these stories for yourself by downloading the Unlocked app from the App Store and looking for reading plans in the app. and come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie for at least one of the reasons why God lets you go through painful situations. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.